This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joe Biggs and Ja'Kari Jackson are in Cleveland, Ohio, where the verdict on this police officer case, the shooting of two unarmed black males fatally, is set to come out any time now. They're busing in demonstrators. I have the article here. In fact, I meant to give it to you guys to print. It's on my iPhone from this morning. Where they're up in Ferguson protesting the George Soros-funded group at their offices because they, quote, haven't paid the demonstrators their final payment. So this is total AstroTurf. Joe Biggs was getting into that. A nice listener just walked up and offered to get the guys lunch. So we've got listeners right there in Cleveland, Ohio. Joe, does the listener want to say hi to us, or is she shy of that?
Yeah, she's shy. She scurried off when we mentioned that.
So the Freudline didn't want to be on TV.
Yeah, she didn't want to be on TV. I mean, there's a lot of people. I went out last night to a couple of places, and I just wanted to get the feel of the environment and the emotion of people about what's going on. And you'd be surprised. There were a lot of listeners. I mean, I went to one bar, and I was completely bombarded by about 15 people in one area.
Listen, 4 years ago at Bilderberg, or 3 years ago in England, I went out to the bridge. Whatever, it's not London Bridge. It's the modern bridge that goes right across towards Big Bend. And every other person for like 30 minutes with a live feed was like, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. And they were British. They were Scot, they were Irish, they were Australian. Basically, none of them were Americans. There's video of this. Half of them were listeners and viewers. And we're not bragging. That just shows how popular freedom is, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I sat down and I was ordering a drink, and this girl goes, hold on. She goes, you work with InfoWars, don't you? And I went, yeah. She goes, you're Joe Biggs. And I said, yeah. She goes, man, I've been listening to InfoWars since 2010, and she was just telling me all the stuff
that we've been covering. And
yes, always.
All right. Anyways, what else did you say?
So what we're going to try to find
let's
out.
Let's get away from the news and talk about what the women were saying. Let's just go back. I'm joking.
Yeah, so the interesting thing is if we can find out if people are being bussed in and someone's paying for that, then you know that, you know, this is all another part of the game, what they're trying to do to escalate this entire thing. And one of the things I'm very fearful for Cleveland is right now the playoffs begin tomorrow, the NBA playoffs or whatever, the East and the Western or whatever that is. And they start playing Atlanta tomorrow in Atlanta, but next week they will be back here in town. So that'll be tons of people who are in the downtown area. So if they wait and they push this until next week, it could get very bad. Because it reminds me of what happened in St. Louis. People going outside the ballpark, harassing all the people. So that's one thing they need to avoid at all costs. Like I said, pull the Band-Aid off and get it over with quickly.
Now, the jury, have they come to their decision yet, or are they holding it? Because I'd heard they'd come to their decision. What's the details on that?
And that's what I've heard so far, too, that they already pretty much know. That's why they went on ahead and notified the National Guard ahead of time, just so they could get people in place for whenever they're ready to come out and give the information. But like I said, the longer and longer they play the waiting game, the more outside agitators come in, and then the same thing will happen in Ferguson. It'll just all go to hell.
Well, the good news is people are waking up. And I mean, are most of the fans in the inner city area? Are most of the fans in business districts? Or are the listeners kind of a cross-section of society there in Cleveland?
From the you have different divisions, like you have like Cleveland Heights, that area. There's a lot of people who watch. They came out last night because they knew we were in town. People from the west side of Cleveland as well. So people from all over, people downtown. I mean, this whole area, people are, they watch the show. They're pretty awake to what's going on.
Well, you and Ja'Kari are doing a great job. Be safe out there. You may end up being by yourself, or we may have to have Josh come relieve Ja'Kari because he's got to lead that Black Lives Matter for real demonstration against the abortuary up there at the death camp, up there at Planned Parenthood in South Austin, right down the road from our office. Thank you, Joe Biggs. We'll be watching the live streams at InfoWars.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
For the next 25 minutes is Tucker Carlson, a person who needs no introduction. He, of course, is a host on Fox Television and an investigative journalist and pundit, libertarian. I wanted to get him on a few weeks ago, and we finally have him, to talk about just this summer of rage, the Justice Department transparently stirring it up, George Soros. And now it's perfect timing that he's here today, because Obama has come out and said, we're going to stop giving military equipment to the police unless they get trained by us. Well, they've been trained by you. It's the feds, both political parties, that have helped militarize the police, the whole phony drug war, all of it. So it's just more talk from Obama. Then we've got the implosion of Hillary. We've got the Republican leadership blocking real reform. I want to get Tucker Carlson's take on the climate in this country today, and how he thinks Obama will try to basically spend his last year and a half in office, because everyone's concerned. We've seen such lawlessness on the borders, such lawlessness on energy, lawlessness on all these military operations outside of Congress. So much is happening I think the world is getting a lot crazier right now. The economy's slowing massively. Tucker Carlson, I just threw out a constellation of things, but they all kind of orbit together. What do you want to hit on first?
Well, first, thanks for having me, Alex. It's great. It's great to be on, and I agree with everything you said, and I think you're absolutely right that this is the beginning of a long, ugly season. I mean, it is, like, axiomatic among anyone who's around law enforcement can tell you that civil disturbances increase as the weather temperatures rise. You almost never see rioting in cold weather. You're telling me that we're going to get through July and August? I mean, I hope we will. I hate that. That's terrible for America, but you're not going to see another Baltimore or worse? No, you likely are. And I also agree with you that the president has done virtually nothing to make the situation better. I think he benefits from it politically. I think his sympathies are with the looters. That seems pretty clear from listening to him. And I think it's a really, really scary mix of anger and hopelessness and disorganization on the side of the cops. I will say the one part where I do sort of differ from maybe a lot of conservatives is I think that there is abuse by the police. I don't think most of it is racial. I don't think most cops are racist at all. But I do think some of them are abusive. I used to cover them. I've been hassled by the cops personally. And I think it's worth reminding law enforcement. I respect law enforcement. I'm on their side fundamentally. But I do think it's important to remind them from time to time that they are citizens, they work for us, and that politeness and respect are not optional. They're required when you deal with the public. Sorry. Those are the rules.
Tucker Carlson, of course, also founded and heads up the super successful Daily Caller, dailycaller.com. Well, absolutely. I'm the guy that made four police state films, wrote a book on the subject, because I didn't want to see us degenerate into a third world banana republic. That
said,
the arrogance of government rolls downhill. The militarization of police, the asset forfeiture seizure, it's super bad news. And I agree, the best way to support the police is to not just worship them and choose a side, but choose the Constitution. But the Soros people are betting, it seems, everything on social unrest, because all they've delivered to inner city poor people is double unemployment, what blacks had 7 years ago. And so
exactly.
It's just crazy to see a U.S. president betting everything on class warfare, divide and conquer. And it's surreal, though, to see them trying to sell a federalization of police, really a new soft civil war, in Al Sharpton's new words. It's just crazy. It's crazy. Why do you think they're betting so much on this?
Because ethnic politics, identity politics, work really well. It's the fastest way to get people out to vote. It's the fastest way to divert their attention from your own policy failures. It's also really dangerous. I mean, I've been to a lot of countries, and the one thing they mostly have in common is really, really deep ethnic divides, which are permanent and dangerous and flare up into violence from time to time. See, the thing about a political debate is that it can be resolved. If you and I disagree on an issue, you may convince me or I convince you, or the issue goes away, and we can be friends again. If we're divided by ethnicity, that's not resolvable. That's permanent. We're born that way. We're never going to change. And so we're always going to hate each other, and our children will hate one another, and their children will do the same. And, you know, you see how civil wars happen. And so the problem with the administration's position, which is from day one, it's been, yeah, you know, violence is bad, but I kind of see their point, is it's in effect making excuses for and therefore encouraging that kind of behavior. It's scary. I mean, they categorize people by race in a way that, you know, you can't even imagine. 30 years ago, you would have said, wait a second, that's like Nazi stuff. Like,
they've taken Martin Luther King and the Republicans and folks that gave us the Civil Rights Act, and they've now inverted it into, as you said, total identity, racial politics, and now video games. Almost every movie, the new Road Warrior, they kill every man at the end to create a utopia, and it's not surreal. They're serious. It's not satire. So now they're really getting more intense on just saying men are bad, period. This is an establishment that is simply trying to balkanize the country. And I don't understand what the establishment's doing, because all it does is fundamentally make the country fail. if the establishment is already dominating the country and milking it, Tucker Carlson of DailyCaller.com, why then, in your opinion, would they be trying to fundamentally destabilize the country?
Well, I mean, because for a couple reasons. First of all, I don't think they see it that way. I don't think the president wakes up and says every morning, I'm going to destabilize the country. But I think there's a deep well of resentment there on the left about America, you know, that America is not as good as it's been, as it's proclaimed itself to be. They're deeply suspicious of America as an enterprise, I think. It's fair to say.
So they're smoking their own. They're smoking their own leftist dope.
Yeah, that's totally right. That's totally right. And I also think again that it's useful. Like that's how they campaign, and it's also how they govern. They divide the country into demographic groups, and they appeal to each one separately. So the idea that you have this melting pot, a bunch of people from different places and backgrounds and religions, and they all kind of come together as Americans sharing a common culture, that's not the way they see the world. That's not the way they run their campaigns, and it's not the way they run the government when they win at all. They see it as, you know, the gays and the blacks and the Hispanics and the women and the men and the whites and the, you know, whatever. They see each group as distinct with distinct needs to be pandered to distinctly. And what they don't fully understand is that is fire, man. You should not play with that at all. That stuff, again, does not go away. It's really dangerous to act that way. You should de-emphasize differences between groups because those differences are real. They're absolutely real. And that's why you should not accentuate them. You should not take it to scale.
I agree with you. Tucker Carlson's our guest. Then where does this go, looking at the sociology, the history, the anthropology of culture? I mean, undoubtedly, I see this backfiring on the establishment. I don't know what the end result's going to be, but I don't see it going the way they want. It seems like everything they touch is unraveling. People aren't buying it anymore. Case in point, Hillary. Do you think she's imploded, or is she on the verge of imploding, or will she rise like a phoenix from the ashes? Because you've got the whole Democratic Party machine behind her, even though they're sick of her as well. Are they really arrogant enough to try to force feed Hillary Clinton to us?
Well, the Democratic primary is like a Soviet grocery store. You know, you get one choice and you're going to like it, and you're not going to complain about it. That's not allowed. I do think there's potentially a problem with the establishment on the Democratic side hoisting Hillary on Democratic voters. We just don't agree with her on a lot of stuff. They're way more to the left than she is on economics. They're anti-establishment. She is the establishment. I think in the end you could see a problem there. But for now, look, I know what they're thinking. Because I just talked to one of the guys who's running the campaign, and he said to me really clearly, it's about identity politics. She's a woman. She's been done wrong by men. The majority of voters in America are female. And all she needs to do is win, you know, the Democratic base, and then a few women from the center or maybe even Republicans who look at her and say, you know what, I identify. Her husband cheated on her. She stuck with him. She ran against Obama. She lost, but she served him dutifully anyway. It's her turn.
And she'll survive having a string of girlfriends and all the corruption and all the dead bodies and all the cattle gate. And McDougal, I mean, she'll survive the hundreds of scandals that have already come.
Well, I don't know the answer to that question, and I'd like to think we live in a fact-based society where, you know, data actually matter, where, you know, like the details about the way someone lives his or her life are determine how well that person does. You know what I mean? Like, I want the just to succeed and the wicked to be punished. I mean, just like everybody, but I suspect that we have been trained as a society, not just the left, but also the rest of us, see the world in terms of identity politics. So it's not really Hillary Clinton. She's a woman. Therefore, she stands in for all women. I mean, I dare you to criticize Hillary in public, and you get attacked as a sexist. I mean, I have three daughters and a wife. I like women better
than still men. You're guilty. You're a man inherently, so you're bad. And so we're talking about identity politics earlier. We go to another subject. It goes back to that. They have dumbed it down. And so this is the triumph of just mindlessness, the triumph of tribalism, of gangsterism.
Exactly.
And
that's exactly right. Now, here's the one way Hillary loses is, as you just pointed out, there is such deep resentment for the establishment on both sides, because honestly, the establishment is the people who run America are not that impressive. That's what we've learned. They're not. They're greedy. They're all about themselves. They're not actually vested in America as an idea. This is a generalization. There are some
examples. They're not noble.
They're not noble, and they're not yet all altruistic. It's all about them and their advancement. And by the way, they see themselves as citizens of the world, as people, you know, if America implodes, they'll go to Stadt. Like they have.
That's right. They want to graduate to the global level.
Exactly. So, but I think, but I mean, in the end, these are contests that are determined by the majority, like, you know, actual voters. And I think there's so much resentment toward the establishment right now. You never know what could happen. This is the one year that something totally strange could happen where average voters on both sides say, you know what, I'm not, you can put the dog, you can run a marketing campaign on the dog food and you can dress it up all you want, but I'm not eating the dog food because I just don't like it. And that could happen, I think.
You're absolutely right, and I hope the establishment is smart enough, that is the different groups in it that are radicalizing things, to understand this is a very dangerous path. But I think you hit the nail on the head. There's London Guardian articles, New York Times articles about elites buying armored redoubts in New Zealand, in Luxembourg, in Monte Carlo, in Switzerland. They're globalists. They've got huge private jets that they, you know, fund off of donations to Haitian kids, i.e. Hillary. And they just have gotten away with so much so long. Marie Antoinette may have been, you know, killed when they stormed the Bastille, but if she'd had a helicopter on the roof, she'd have been okay. And I think that's what this comes down to.
Exactly right. Exactly. The Marie Antoinette's problem was she was stuck in France. She couldn't split for the Cayman. You know, she couldn't go to Namibia. And that's the difference between the people. So, like, if you were a monarch in the Renaissance, right, or the Middle Ages, or at any time, you're basically stuck with the country you presided over. And if you did a bad job, you could be overthrown and you would be killed. Like, that happened. And so even, you know, there was always that backstop, that limit, where you would be held accountable because it was your country and you couldn't leave it. Now, the people in charge, not again, not all of them, but I even know people on the right. I have a friend who's a conservative who's quite affluent who was telling me the other day, well, I'm getting citizenship in a foreign country. Really? You know, this is a very patriotic person. Like, well, why are you doing that? Well, so I can punch out if necessary. It's like, I don't know. Where's the stay and fight mentality? Where's
why I'm always criticizing the FBI or the CIA or government. And then I meet these people. They're as awake as I am. And they're like, dude, you better get out of the country. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not giving up on this republic. And that's what's sick is we've just like given into the corruption and just decided it can't be defeated. I mean, there's nowhere to run long term. It's all coming down because the same globalism, where they can escape responsibility, same thing that the liberals do at the grassroots, is allowing them to escape reality. Just like QE Unlimited allows us to escape reality on the debts, Tucker, but only so long. How long can it go, Tucker Carlson?
Well, it's magic, Alex, and you know that. I mean, they've suspended the laws of physics. It's the Fed. I mean, there's no reason for there ever to be a final accounting because, you know, Econ 101 is no longer valid. We found a way out, and that's just print more money, and there'll never be a day of reckoning. At least the calculation, and you know exactly as well as I what the calculation, the people making these decisions figure, well, I'll get out with mine, or I'll be dead by then, or some other generation will deal with it. I mean, I don't know the answer how long, but I can tell you, I mean, read the piece in The New Yorker this week. It's kind of a crummy magazine. It's a good piece, though, by Ted Friend on Mark Andreessen and all the tech gurus on Sand Hill Road in around Palo Alto, the people funding the tech revolution. You read that and you come away thinking, this is so overheated. This sector is so overcapitalized that it's going to crash. We're going to see another 2000. The question is when, but probably sooner rather than later. I mean, this is just not sustainable. It's built on air. Some of these companies are real companies. A lot of them aren't, and they're still getting a $1 billion market cap. Like, that can't go on forever. It's the Herb Stein's law, which I know you're familiar with. If something can't go on forever, it won't. And that is true.
DailyCaller.com, Tucker Carlson. It's great to see Daily Caller out there and DrudgeReport.com and WorldNet Daily covering a lot of the same issues we cover, doing a better job in many cases. We do a better job in some. I'm not in competition. I want to save this country. I want to have a future for my three children. I'm not leaving the country. I'm not getting an escape plan. I am doubling down, putting everything on the table, and committing to this. And then if it all collapses, then maybe if I can get out, I will. But I don't think that's the case. History shows that when you really take action and have leadership, that you can fix things or at least make them better. And we are seeing a really big awakening. And I think the awakening is going to manifest sometimes in strange ways, and that's where I wanted to go next with Tucker Carlson. Tucker, everybody knows that I've covered the police state, and I've covered military drills and Katrina, gun confiscation. You're a news hound. I've seen it in the Daily Caller. The military's training and saying, yes, we've been given orders under Obama that the Tea Party and veterans are the number one threat. That's been in the Associated Press. It's been in Forbes. We can put the article on screen, how the Pentagon would crush a Tea Party rebellion. All we did was say, look at this 10-state training drill. It lists each, every conservative area or libertarian area as hostile. And it says they're going to be simulating illegal activities with the police. And they're doing door-to-door gun raids. I mean, that's happening in other cities right now before Jade Helm. And I've never, ten times the attacks I've ever seen, 10 times conservatively, Tucker, we're talking 200 to 500 articles a day lying, saying that I said an Obama takeover was imminent this summer and he'd take our guns. I've never seen CBS, NBC, Fox, to a certain extent, they didn't completely lie. They just, you know, said that I was a kook and stuff. The point is, they're saying, why are the senators listening? Why is the governor listening? MSNBC, all of it. As a media expert, you've worked at, you know, so many big networks, launched your own media operation. You're, I don't want to call you an insider, but you're a libertarian on the inside. It's kind of creepy to see such a wall of coverage. And I know they say, just spell my name right, but a selfish question. What do you think's going on with this level of attack? And then what's your take on Jade Helm?
Well, because there, look, I mean, you know as well as I, there's nobody in the press who is culturally on the same page as you are, or I am for that matter. There's nobody owns a gun. Nobody goes to church. Nobody's pro-life. I mean, you're just looking at a solid wall of culture that's different. I mean, and they just, you know, they think that anybody who has a gun is suspect. Anybody who, you know, believes in the Second Amendment is probably a danger to the rest of us. I mean, the bias on that specific subject, that and abortion and religion, those actually, those three subjects, is so overwhelming that you're considered crazy just prima facie for even bringing it up. By the way, you're totally right. If they had, if Congress didn't exist and the White House could do whatever it wanted, you wouldn't have a single firearm in your house. They'd be confiscated. You'd be in jail for even having them. You know that. They don't want you to have guns, period. So I think you're...
And they play this game where they go, no one wants your guns, and then you go to their violence policy center and they admit their goal is the abolition of civilian ownership.
Well, of course. Of course. That's not... It's beyond debate.
But let me ask you this. Why do you think they flipped out over just our mild coverage of this and misrepresented? I mean, what does that signify? And then what do you think of the militarization of police?
Well, I think I've always been on your side completely with that. I think it's ominous. I don't, you know, I have always fundamentally been on the cop side. You know, I believe in order and stability, and I abhor violence. But, you know, one of the reasons I've always loved America is that it's not like Latin America, and that, you know, you walk down the street, you don't see people in fatigues with machine guns. It's a pretty peaceful country. You don't need, the cops don't need howitzers and tanks and infrared, you know, attachments on their AR-15s and all the rest. Like, I'm kind of happy to live in a country where the cops carry, you know, snub-nosed 38.
You don't want to live in North Korea.
I really, really don't. And I don't think I'm a paranoid crackpot at all, and I don't think I'm irrational. I think it's overkill, and I think it whips people into a state of fear, and it's just absolutely silly.
What would your dad, who ran Voice of America back when it actually promoted American values, what would your dad today think about all this?
My views on almost everything come directly from him. He was the first conservative I ever knew to say, you know what, I'm not into having the police look like Delta Force. I don't like that. It makes me uncomfortable. He was also the first person 20 years ago to say, you know, I don't really like this mindless wealth accumulation. These people are greed heads, and I'm all for the market, and I'm all for capitalism and everything, but there's something gross about these finance people. He was the first conservative.
Well, that was... We just lost Tucker Carlson. I want to get him back on for 5 minutes to finish this because it's interesting to hear him talk about that. Yeah, and the greedheads got their money through derivatives and scams, signed us on to it, and are now financing civil unrest so we can all have a revolution while they all helicopter off while we kill each other. I mean, it's scorched earth. It's like bank robbers setting fire to something, you know, across town while they rob the bank. I mean, that's all this is. And I get the police have problems and there's serious issues. The point is the bad guys are trying to get us fighting with each other. These are good interviews with Tucker Carlson because you can actually, you know, get his ideas out and not just be kept down to 2 minutes on Fox News. But pretty powerful interview. We have another guest coming on dealing with pro-life issues and where the country is on that subject as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around.
If they end up staging events in this country, if they ever start putting political dissidents in prisons on a mass scale, I will call for physically resisting. But when George Soros and the globalists are taking isolated, sad, militarized police stories where cops kill innocent people and are turning it into race war fodder, it's clearly being done to federalize police and to make the feds the saviors and to make everything about racial division and not about black unemployment numbers doubling from 7% to over 14% since 2008. Highest unemployment rate in the country. Leaked list shows Ferguson protesters paid by Soros front group. Hashtag Black Lives Matter is a phony AstroTurf movement funded by the establishment. Paul Joseph Watson just broke at Infowars.com. They're now protesting today in front of the Soros front group in Missouri, saying Soros didn't pay him all the money. He only spent $33 million getting it going. This is the guy that wants your guns. This is the guy that wants to get rid of the sovereignty of the country. This is the guy that got laws passed to exempt him from taxes while he and Warren Buffett lobby to get middle-class taxes raised because they get banker bailout money. Just search the term, McClatchy AP. Warren Buffett was the biggest recipient of bailout money. And he wants abortion. He wants your guns. Whatever their agenda is, it's anti-freedom. Now, we're going to have a demonstration in front of the main Planned Parenthood facility off of Ben White in South Austin. We're going to put the address on screen for TV viewers. I'll give it out for radio listeners. And Jakari Jackson is going to lead it. We're going to have a live feed here on the radio Thursday. We'll be checking in with him in the first, second, and third hour. Because regardless of what your view is on abortion, the facts are Margaret Sanger got awards from Hitler and gave awards to Hitler. We have the Colgate Foundation letter she wrote calling them black weeds that had to be exterminated. The Klan was her biggest supporter. Planned Parenthood is on record getting huge donations to target blacks. It is set up to kill black people. Over half the black people in this country since Roe v. Wade are not born. And we have Mark Crutcher on the broadcast. He's an American pro-life activist and author. He's a founder and president of Life Dynamics and the creator of the documentary MAFA 21 that gets into the targeting of black people for extermination. He's from Denton, Texas. He's involved in just absolutely energizing the pro-life movement and humanizing these babies, whether they be Hispanic, black, white, Asian. They're all equal in God's eyes, and they need to have a chance to be in the world. Notice the left that's against the death penalty. And by the way, I don't trust the death penalty because you can't trust the federal government. But I am fundamentally for the death penalty in the spirit of it, just not in the letter of it, because you can't trust the system. I don't trust North Korea to carry it out, but I digress. We're going to our guest. But then the very same people say it's a choice. And I get it. You could argue first trimester. I'm against it, but you could argue it. No. The feminist groups last week called it inhumane not to kill 8 to 9 month babies that could be adopted. They don't even tell these women there are foundations that will give them $30,000 to $50,000 for that baby not to kill it. That'll put them up in a house while they're pregnant, get them a job after. You go in, they counsel you to kill the baby. And I get the arguments. These are poor people. What about their future? Well, if you say everybody's trash, since we did this, what's happened in the black community? 15% illegitimacy to over 80%. Prison populations exploded. When you write off people and say they're garbage, they begin to act like that. Now, I want to get Mark Crutcher on to give some of the background on this, but Jakari Jackson's going to be out there, and I'm asking all pro-life groups to be out there because we're going from another angle. We're going to have Black Lives Matter signs and point out, hey, George Soros, over a few dozen black men getting killed every year, suspiciously, wants you to go out and riot to divert things, and then that'll bring in a bigger police state. We don't want that. How about you go and demonstrate and educate black folks on not killing their kids? Because blacks are 13% of the population. They're, what is it, half the abortions in the country? I mean, it's crazy. Well, I guess there's been 55 million abortions, 17 million are blacks, but in certain years, I know it's half. Mark Crutcher's the expert, ProLifeAmerica.com, ProLifeAmerica.com, and remember, he's got the poll numbers. America was brainwashed in the 70s and 50-50 pro-abortion. Now it's flipped the other way. It's very exciting. To give us all the facts is Mark Crutcher. God bless you. We really appreciate you coming on. And what do you think of our idea of hijacking the meme Black Lives Matter to expose abortion?
Well, it's a brilliant idea. And I can tell you that recently a group of blacks in North Carolina did something very similar with tremendous results at a black college there. And so they've had some tremendous results in this. And the black community has been lied to and been deceived by, you know, people like you and I are always called the Christian right, and I don't have a problem with that, as long as we make sure the other side is known as the godless left. But the godless left has become the new plantation, any way you look at it. And, you know, when you start looking at the numbers, you're talking about police departments a minute ago. I did some very preliminary figures the other day, and I used very conservative numbers. So what I'm going to tell you is actually a lot worse than what I'm going to tell you. Every 17 hours, you're talking about police departments killing innocent people, and no one wants to see that happen. I can assure you no one wants to see that happen. And I think that the police departments around this country do need to have some more scrutiny put onto them and more oversight put onto them than what is currently going on. But the fact is, if you add up all of the blacks that are killed in a given year by every police department in the United States combined, you add them all together, that's fewer blacks than are killed by Planned Parenthood in less than 17 hours. Every 17 hours, Planned Parenthood kills more than every police department in this country combined kills in an entire year. And yet these godless left,
wow,
like Soros and Buffett and the rest of them, and by the way, they are pure 100% eugenicists. I'm writing a new book right now. I'm going to have a chapter in there about what these people are doing. And it is an absolute obscenity what is going on with people like George Soros and Warren Buffett. But blacks need to be paying attention to the fact that their big enemy, even in the situation where you have these rogue police departments that are not being run properly, that's not their biggest enemy.
Their biggest enemy is Buffett and Obama and Soros openly pushing, targeting blacks. And so, of course, they're acting like their buddy, saying, oh, yeah, look, the cops are bad. I'm your friend. Just those numbers are so incredible.
Well, let me give you a real-world example of this. And you always wonder, where are the race pimps like Jesse Jackson and all the others that are so quick to jump into one of these situations, Al Sharpton, and these guys jump into these situations when they think there's some political advantage for them. But let me give you a real-world example. In 2012, a 28-year-old African-American young lady goes into a Planned Parenthood facility in Chicago, Illinois. Now, this facility had some problems with botched abortions, and they were very sensitive to the fact that when ambulances start pulling up out in the front and the pro-lifers are out there, they take photographs of this and start publicizing the fact that these people are botching these abortions. This 28-year-old girl named Tanya Reeves goes to this Chicago Planned Parenthood. They perforate her uterus in the performance of this abortion. Now, a perforated uterus can be very dangerous, but in most cases, if medical attention is sought quickly enough, it can be sutured, and no harm will come to the girl other than the perforated uterus. But because they were sensitive about the fact that they'd already had ambulances pull up out here in the front, and there was a PR nightmare to have another one, when they perforated Tanya's uterus, they just rolled her out into the hallway and did what's called a packed her off to absorb the blood that she was hemorrhaging. They left her there for 5.5 hours before they called emergency care for her. She bled to death. 28 years old, she bled to death. If you read the Illinois statute on what's called depraved indifference murder, it reads like it was written for that particular case. And yet, we called on the Chicago authorities to at least investigate them for depraved indifference murder. They would never even do that.
Well, that's what I've noticed. The abortuaries are so above the law, and I've protested them scores of times, and I've in different cities, and I've never seen police act as aggressive as they do when you're peacefully out there protesting them, and that's because the system puts so much pressure on them. But what about separately 4 years ago when we got the documents that a major bioethics group in a medical journal said kill kids up to age 3. Now they're saying up to age 5. Now they're saying put the veterans on Do Not Treat list. Now we learn that the Watson computers, by the famous eugenicists who created the Nazi computers, that's why the Jews had those numbers on them, was for that computer, for those that don't know, the Hollerith machine. Now we see what you and others warned of. Now it's not just the unborn. Now it's up to age 5. Now it's the old people. Now it's the veterans. I mean, this is insane. What we do to the least of us, we do to all of us, right?
Exactly. But let me ask you this question, Alex. Let's imagine that instead of this situation with Tanya Reeves, they murdered her. Don't make any mistake about it. This was not an accident. This was not medical malpractice.
They let her sit out there and bleed to death.
They let her bleed to death. This was depraved indifference murder. They should have been indicted. And the abortionist that killed her was a white female. Now, let me ask you this question. Let's say that instead of the Tanya Reeves situation, a 28-year-old black male had been shot by the Chicago Police Department. And instead of calling an ambulance for him, they allowed him to lie in the street for 5.5 hours and bleed out.
The country would burn when George Soros and the media hyped it up.
Absolutely. And this is in the hometown with Jesse Jackson. And Jesse Jackson has never said one solitary word about his buddies at Planned Parenthood murdering Tanya Reeves.
Well, you know, Reverend Childress, and he's coming on tomorrow, and he's documented a lot of this. And I brought it up to him, being around the pro-abortion community that's led by a lot of black folks that are Democrats, they have said to me many times, nobody wants these black people. These are bad people. Let's get rid of them. We've seen other abortionists say, who are minorities, hey, nobody wants these ugly black babies. This is a statement they make. How? This is the big dirty secret, is you have these black managers who actually hate black people and are presiding over their execution. And then I brought up the Childress, and he goes, of course, that's all I've heard my whole life. That's standard. So they'll call somebody like Childress and Uncle Tom because he doesn't want to kill black people, when the real Uncle Toms are the people managing this.
Well, it's what I say. It's the new plantation. You know, after the end of the Civil War, plantation, it was not uncommon for plantation owners to call all their slaves together and say, okay, now you're free. You can leave if you want to, but you can't really do anything. You can't go anywhere. You can't get a job. In other words, you can't make it without me. So if you want to stay around, we'll work on sharecroppers. And they weren't any better off as sharecroppers than they were as slaves. And sometimes they weren't as well off as they were as slaves, not to defend slavery.
I know, then the media says we're defending it. It's a historical fact that it was worse in some cases.
Some cases it was worse for sharecroppers. And what was done to African-American people is a black eye in American history. It's something we should all be ashamed of and should all try to rectify. But to suggest that people like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all these other race pimps have that as their goal is preposterous. They have a goal of making sure that blacks are told that they can't make it without the Jesse Jacksons and Al Sharptons of the world. And that's why I call it the new plantation. Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are no different than the plantation owners who told blacks they couldn't make it without them.
Absolutely. I want to put on screen for TV viewers, I'll read it out for radio listeners, when this event is. It's this Thursday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's when the show is live. I'm going to be here in studio directing the live feeds down there so all of you around the country and the world can see it. But if you are just pro-life, and don't want to see half the black people in the country not born, then come out there and stand up for reality and point out that they're covering up the real genocide. 201 East Ben White, 78704. And again, 290 is called Ben White. That turns into 71 and out in East Austin. But you can't miss it. It's just in South Austin, right off I-35. We're just going to be out on the sidewalk with our signs. Call the media. If they ignore most pro-life stuff, this is the type of thing they may bite on. And then we can take all the Soros, White House, Justice Department, divide and conquer, and bring people together to really save black lives. But shifting gears, Mark Crutcher of ProLifeAmerica.com is with us. He syndicates his radio show, his TV show. Tell your stations locally to pick it up. It reaches millions of people. I want to talk about some positive things and come back in the next segment and let you cover whatever you want as a wild card instead of me asking the questions. But can you talk about some of the numbers correct me if I'm wrong, we're starting to turn the tide mentally, spiritually with America, especially with young people, against the modern human sacrifice that is abortion, aren't we?
Absolutely. And let me tell you something. It's not just you and me that are recognizing this. I can show you quotes from a lot of people in the abortion lobby who are out here saying that they're in a crisis situation right now. They're in a meltdown situation. The public opinion polls are showing the public is starting to have serious second thoughts about legalized abortion. More people now label themselves pro-life than pro-choice. And I remember going through years when sometimes these polls would show three and four, five times as many people claiming to be pro-choice than pro-life. So we went through the bad times. We're now winning this deal. When I started Life Dynamics in 1992, Alex, I think I've talked about this on your show before. There were 2,126 freestanding abortion clinics on the day that I started Life Dynamics in 92. Today, there's about 570. We have closed down two-thirds of the abortion clinics in this country permanently during that length of time. Now, that you'll have a lot of people say, well, that doesn't mean much because what happens is when the abortion clinic closes, women just go to the next clinic. And that is absolutely, completely been proven untrue. The United States government has even done studies on that showing that that's not true.
Sure, if it's 200 miles away, it massively cuts the fact that they're going to do it. And they make it a sacrament, a woman's right. Women that have had are guilty, so they defend it. The point is, abortion is being directed for population control and eugenics, and Adolf Hitler was for it. People need to understand that. We're going to come back in the final segment with the head of Life Dynamics.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Come on, folks. You Use your common sense if you're a new listener. Get past all the hype. There's an anti-human, anti-life agenda going on. Came out last year. They put the trips on secret death list. Nobody got in trouble. They're aborting babies up to 9 months by the tens of thousands. They're coming out in bioethics journals and pediatric journals saying, yeah, kill even healthy kids up to age 5. This is sick. ProLifeAmerica.com. Mark Crutcher's our guest, the head of Life Dynamics. Undoubtedly, this guy and his family and the folks that have supported him have saved millions of lives. And it's true that as people get older, they become more pro-life because they realize it's a life they're dealing with. It's come out that states are trying to ban the 3D ultrasounds at the malls, not because they're dangerous, but because they know if you see a 3D, you're not going to kill your kid. That's why when you go in to have a child, the mainline medical facilities won't show you real 3D, most of them. Because if there's something, quote, wrong, they want to tell you to abort the baby. This is all about a medical tyranny trying to manage us. They want to force us to take dangerous inoculations, claim we're anti-science if we're concerned about some of them, but then, oh, kill the baby before it's born, though. Now, Mark Crutcher, I want to give you the floor for the last 5 minutes for any other areas that you want to update people on or let people know about.
Well, again, I just want people to be, you know, you look at all this stuff, and it is all depressing, and sometimes it looks overwhelming. But the fact is, we're winning this battle. As somebody who works in this 24/7, I can tell you the evidence of this is overwhelming. And even if you're pro-life and you don't believe that, I guarantee you, your enemies believe it. They know that we're winning, and the technology is favoring us. The American people are starting to have real second thoughts about this, but one of the neatest things is the largest and fastest growing segment of pro-life sentiment in this country is among the very young, and this is what is scaring the devil out of the abortion industry, because they realize if you have somebody that's 15 and pro-life, they're going to be around a lot longer than somebody who's 80 and pro-abortion. So the fact that young people are flocking into the pro-life movement in numbers that we've never seen before is scaring them to death.
What's doing it? I mean, is it just that they are rejecting the whole false paradigm and know they've been lied to, or is it God touching their heart, or is it both?
It's a combination of a whole bunch of things. One of them is, you got to remember something, Alex, these kids grew up with sonograms. We've got people now who are old enough to vote in this country who can go home and pull out a VHS tape or a DVD of themselves as an unborn child.
So they're having empathy. The humanity hasn't been driven from them.
Not yet. Not yet. And it's like when you go on college campuses. You know, we're here in Denton at University of North Texas. If you go on most college campuses and you perceive them as a hotbed of ultra-leftist ideology, Marxist ideology, but if you start breaking it down, what you see is that it's the professors that have this ideology, not the kids.
And the young people know they're under it. In the last minute we have, so it's starting to backfire. Do you agree with me? It's backfiring?
It is backfiring. And my daughter is getting her master's at North Texas, and she and her roommate both graduated from there as undergraduates. And, you know, they're saying, you know, we used to just kind of laugh at some of the things some of these professors would say to us. That, you know, we're saying, oh, yeah, this is just another godless leftist. He's a worn-out, drugged-out leftover from the 60s. And that's who's on these college campuses. And it is scaring the godless left to death that so many young people are not buying their Marxist agenda any longer.
Mark, I want to do a one-minute break and do 5 minutes, and we'll let you go. We've got our next guest coming up. Do five more, one-minute break. I want to come back and ask you from ProLifeAmerica.com, Life Dynamics founder and head, reaching millions every week through their TV and radio shows and films. I want to ask you how the empire is going to strike back, because we've given people the good news. I mean, across the board, people are waking up on so many other issues as well. But how will the empire strike back? Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why not life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.